Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt podcast. It's your girl Chrissy Chella, and yet again we're still stuck in quarantine. I think it's become one of those things now where I can't imagine life without quarantine and without being at home literally 24 hours a day. However, we are still working and we are still here to motivate you and inspire you along your fitness journey. And today I have a woman who is not only a community member at Tone and Sculpt, she in herself has gone through such an inspirational journey. And I honestly believe that she has taken society standards and just been like, I'm going to do the opposite. You know, transformations are great. And we always see the typical transformation would be from a woman who has gone from a larger size to maybe a smaller size. And Georgia White's transformation is completely different, and her story and her fitness journey is completely different. She pushed society's standard to a side and said, you know what, I'm going to become stronger than ever before. So everyone, welcome Georgia White.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you finding everything right now?
Do you know what? I think I've kind of settled into it now. So it's normal for me.
Right? It feels like I literally feel awkward if I go out. I'm like, do I go near this person or not?
I hate making plans now. Like, I like having no plans. I like being at home. I can't imagine going back to normal.
And you work from home as well, naturally, right?
Yeah. So a lot of people actually don't realise, but as well as being an influencer, I actually work full time as well. So before, before lockdown, my schedule used to be non-stop. So this is quite nice for me.
Oh my God. Do you mind telling us what your full time job is?
No, so I do marketing and social media for a fashion brand.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. No wonder your content is always on point. It's literally the best, some of the best fashion content I've seen. And if you're telling me it's not even, you know, your full-time job, your content surpasses some of the people's, like, is their full-time job.
Wow. Thank you,
that's incredible. So do you know what, I remember the grind as well. I remember when I used to be a waitress, a student, growing my platform, it was non-stop. It's actually worse now, to be honest, running a business. You're non-stop now.
Yeah, I don't think people realise how much work has to go into it.
No, they don't. And that's actually, it's funny you're saying that, because right now I'm in the process of recording a vlog, but like a weekly vlog. And I don't think I've ever done one like that. Yeah, I've never done one like that. I think a lot of people assume I just take a couple selfies and train all day. I'm like, oh, I wish. Oh, that sounds like the life, but no. But anyway,
it's a lot harder.
But anyways, past that, I want to talk about your fitness journey and your personal unique journey. So let's start from the beginning. Was you active growing up? Was you the type of person that loved like physical education or not really?
So at school, I was always a tomboy. Like, I'd done PE, I'd done dance. I was on the netball team, and I think as I got older, I kind of enjoyed going out more and just being a typical teenager. I lost my drive to like exercise. So I think past the age of 18, I never worked out, to be honest.
That was kind of like me. I was always like, I never really went out just because like my mom and dad were super, super strict. So they never really let me go out. But I never really had like the drive to train, or it never crossed my mind. And I remember just getting to, I think it was like 17, 18, and being introduced to like social media. And I was like, why? What? Where is every girl getting this ass from? I don't understand. And then I used to just sit there thinking to myself, oh, like, surely, like, squatting doesn't do that. Surely this doesn't do that. Surely that doesn't do that. And then I remember when the penny dropped for me was when I was obviously in a toxic relationship. And, you know, one thing led after the other. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a change for myself. And then I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I didn't start my fitness journey sooner. And I'm assuming it's kind of the same for you. Once you're in it, you're hooked.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I can't imagine not working out every day now. It's part of my routine and I love it, and I miss it if I don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like feel like a lot of people see with you, you've created a habit now. So now if you go like weeks without training, you feel like something's missing?
Yeah.
That's what happens to me. So I'm assuming we're on the same boat. But people who don't see fitness as like a habit, they have nothing to miss, so they'll do like training and then just be like, oh, like I don't miss it. But if you do it all the time, you create a healthy habit. It's like brushing your teeth. You can't imagine not brushing your teeth every day. And if you don't brush your teeth, you're nasty.
I think a lot of people see it as a chore, and no one likes doing chores.
Did you see it as a chore to begin with?
So I've always gone in and out of exercise in like the last couple of years. So I've like joined gyms, and then when I've joined the gym, I felt like that was a chore when I had to work out. Because the thing is, I've always been slim. I've always been like a size 8. So not that I didn't need to work out, but I didn't struggle with my weight at the time. So then I felt like it was a chore, and it's only when obviously I lost a lot of weight and I wanted to changed the way I looked, then I was like, you know what, I'm not doing this because it's a chore, I'm doing it because I want to do it. And then I got myself into a habit where now it's part of my routine.
Yeah. And did you feel like when you started out, because I feel like our journeys were very similar, because I was never you know, I was actually quite skinny, I would say, and I was like, you know, I felt really weak.
Yeah.
Weak. Like I couldn't do anything by myself. I always needed my dad or my brother to do something for me. And I know it sounds silly, but you know, I just felt so weak all the time.
Even walking up the stairs used to be effort. I'd always get the lift because walking up the stairs, I'd get out of breath and it was just too much effort for me.
So then what kind of made you stick to something? Because if the gym was a chore, then I'm assuming you kind of dreaded going there. But in all honesty, what is it that you truly just like love doing? What is your preferred way of training? Because everybody is different, you know?
Yeah. So I think in the past where I've joined gyms and then I would not go, I'd waste a lot of money. And then I started doing home workouts, just like following YouTube videos and stuff. But I never found something I could really get into. I'd always do it for like a week and then I'll just get bored. I think with me, I need structure. I need a plan. I need to know what I'm doing. Otherwise, I won't stick to it.
Yeah.
Which is obviously when I signed up to Tone and Sculpt, and then you had like a calendar and a schedule. And then I just found myself sticking to it and like planning my weeks better. And now, even when lockdown's over, I don't think I'll join a gym. I really enjoy home workouts that fits in with my lifestyle. And I don't think I will go back to a gym. Like, I don't enjoy the gym environment. That's just me personally. I really enjoy my home workouts.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that I think that the beauty about having a plan is that it gives you one less thing to think about. And I think that this is why I encourage everyone to take three steps when it comes to starting their fitness journey. One, you have to genuinely go into it. You know, they start off and they say, set a goal, follow a goal. And it's just like your goal.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're taught. Like, on level two personal training, the first thing you're taught is SMART goals, like setting yourself a specific goal, an achievable goal, a measurable goal. And it's just like, do you know what? I've worked with hundreds and thousands, millions of women, and goals are going to change. I know my goals have changed. My goal used to be to grow an ass at one point. It changed. Like, that's literally the last thing on my mind right now. My goal right now is to become stronger with my body weights and to become, like, build my stamina and to build my strength. So I think the three pointers I honestly recommend everyone to try, if nothing's worked so far. One, you have to go into fitness with a mindset that it is something you have to do every single day, your body needs. And I'm not saying train every single day. I'm saying move your body. So go on walks. Maybe try a 15-minute workout to begin with. Then try a 30-minute workout. Then try adding resistance. Move your body. That is a form of exercise, just walking, okay? Number two, plan. Literally sit and plan and organize and say to yourself, I'm going to train at this time today and I'm going to make it a priority to train this time. That's not fitness controlling you. You're taking that control and you're saying to fitness, I'm going to train at this time. I'm not going to let you suffocate me all day thinking about it. I'm going to train at this time because that's when I scheduled in your slot. And I know it sounds really silly, but a lot of women and men, what they do is they spend all day thinking about whether they're going to train. Whereas if you just schedule it in, you're like, okay, I'm going to train at that time. I don't need to think about it right now. You know?
I think people overcomplicate it as well. Like you said, it can be like a 10-minute walk. Doesn't have to be as hard as everyone thinks. I think you just need to make small steps, and then as time goes on, it gets easier and you enjoy it more and you want to do more. So maybe you'll start off with like a 10-minute walk, and then by the end of the month, before you know it, you'll do an hour walk.
Yeah, 100%. That is literally it. And that leads me literally to the third point. The third point is stop like overcomplicating and suffocating yourself and thinking that this is the be-all, end-all. It's not the be-all, end-all. I train maximum 45 minutes to 1 hour, and then maybe I'll throw in 15 to 20 minutes of skipping. And people are like, whoa, you do 20 minutes of skipping? And I'm like, honey, you do 20 minutes of scrolling.
Sometimes do hours of scrolling, and I'm like, oh my God, I've literally sat here and scrolled for 2 hours. Like, I've literally done nothing with my life.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know what? It's like, I'm always like that really harsh trainer. I actually got a DM the other day, and they were like, you're so harsh. And I'm like, I'm not harsh. I'm going to be that person that's going to tell you you're going to do it. Whether you
believe. I think that's what's helped me stay focused, though. Because if, like before, when I was trying to figure it out by myself, trying to go to gyms and trying to, like, make up my own routine, I was so lost. And then obviously with Tone and Sculpt and you being a drill sergeant, it's kind of like, do you know what? I am going to do this. I am going to stick to this.
Yeah, 100%. You need that push sometimes. And if it's not from, like, your trainer, it's from something else, and it's also within you. You know, your motivation is going to come, it's going to go. It's that drive that gets you to do something. It's those habits that you're creating. So I want to ask, your progress, has it impacted just your physical appearance, or let's talk about how it's impacted your mental strength and your resilience?
So this is one of the main reasons I actually started, because as I mentioned, I've always been slim, but then at the end of last year, I lost a lot of weight due to anxiety and stress. And I kind of got myself into like a hole. And then obviously the more weight I lost, the more unhappier I was. And I was just in a really bad place. And I was like, I need to get out of this mindset. So that's why I started working out, really. Like, obviously I wanted to change my body and I wanted to be in the best place with the way I look, but it was the mindset I knew I had to work on first. And then when I focused on that, then obviously I got stronger as time went on. I liked the way my body was starting to change. So for me, it started with the mindset.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now would you say because of fitness, you genuinely are mentally stronger, even though you can't physically show it? Do you feel mentally stronger in yourself?
100%. I think, and obviously I'm happy with like the way my body's changed, but I think that's the biggest thing for me, the fact that I feel so mentally strong. And to be honest, I've always been mentally strong. I think I just kind of lost myself for a little bit, and I hated the way people used to like look at me or talk to me when I was at my skinniest. They like used to speak to me as if I was this weak, fragile girl, and that's not me. I'm very independent. I'm very mentally strong normally. And I feel with my exercise now, because I feel strong, I also feel mentally strong, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And oh my God, it's so funny you say that, because when I get treated like that too, you know, in day-to-day life.
It's my biggest pet hate.
Mm-hmm. People like assume I'm just like really young and stupid.
Yeah.
And it infuriates me, and I'm like, okay, like whatever. And it's like, it's because you want to be nice, but you know, sometimes people do take the liberty, but although I hate it, it's like, I'm not going to see this person again. I don't care. Like I'm going to go focus on my life and myself and my happiness. This person's going to come and go, you know? But your body, like your transformation, when I saw it, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And it literally just takes everything society teaches you about body shape standards, and it just kind of just went, nope, I'm gonna be strong. So being, I know like influencing isn't necessarily your full-time job, but you are influencing so many people. How do you think your body and your transformation has helped also on social media, like the girls looking at it?
Yeah, I think for me, because obviously I'm mainly fashion, obviously now I'm getting into fitness more, but I've always been fashion. So I've never considered people would even look at me for inspiration for lifestyle and fitness. And as I would show more, for example, if I was on holiday and would post in a bikini, I'd get more questions about my lifestyle and fitness. And at the time, I wasn't in a very healthy mindset. So I'd ignore DMs, I'd ignore comments, because I wouldn't ever want to advise anyone to live an unhealthy lifestyle, which I was leading at the time. And I feel like now I have this motivation, because not that people look up to me, but people are asking me questions and especially since I posted a before and after, I didn't realize how many people were in the same boat as me. And I was like, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I feel like it's motivating me to stay healthy because other people are in that same boat and other people look to me to stay healthy as well. And I want to be a positive, healthy person to people look at. And I wasn't that before. And I feel like I am now.
Yeah. And you're showing, like, you know, you're showing women that just because you looked a certain way before or you looked good in a bikini or whatever, it doesn't mean you was good in yourself.
And I think a lot of people...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think a lot of people think skinny is the goal. And I was skinny, but I was so unhappy. I was very weak. And I just wasn't good mentally. And just because you're skinny, it doesn't mean you're happy.
For sure. And I think that this is the thing. Like, I think people really need to just truly understand it doesn't matter if someone has a chiseled abs, a big bum, like their body is the most perfect body you've ever seen in your life, whatever your idea of perfect is. That person at the end of the night, what are they thinking about? Are they happy? Is their mindset good? That is what health is to me. Health is in two compartments. It's mental and physical. Physical, it's not just about the way you look. It's about how you function. Are your joints okay? Are you full of energy? Are you able to walk? Are you able to do things? That's what I refer to as health. Mental health, I refer it to having that power to literally control and to be happy in your life. You're not always going to be happy. There's going to be days you're going to feel like crap. There's going to be days you're way, way happier. But it's that balance. It's that, you know, pushing that anxiety and depression aside. Because trust me, my team will vouch for this. I have had times of I've had to message my entire team and told them I am unable to work today because I am so overwhelmed with everything and the anxiety was off the chain. Now, I'm guilty. I don't really show that on social media because I do feel vulnerable and I feel like it is a scary thing to admit. Like it is scary. But the more you talk about it, the way we are now, the more people start to feel, okay, like this is okay. Like it's not something I should be ashamed of. You know, it's not something I should be afraid to talk about. So it's nice that you said that, you know. Obviously it's not nice that you felt that, but it's nice that you expressed how you feel.
And that's the thing. I think with influencers or anyone with a platform, people forget they're human. I always get DMs like, your life looks so perfect, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I used to cry myself to sleep at like some point. But we never want to show that side because we do feel weak. But for example, when you posted, I think it was the other week, you posted a story of you crying. Obviously, that was horrible to see. Like, I'm so sorry you sat there crying. But I was like, do you know what? I can relate. And it kind of made me feel better at the time that I used to do that.
I personally have never really seen that. Like, I've seen it maybe once or twice. But I've been doing this now for like nearly 3-4 years. And especially in the fitness industry, trust me when I say, like, you've heard it here first. In the fitness industry, like the bigger you get on social media with numbers, right, you have this sense of responsibility more and more and more so than ever before to be that person that is the positivity your community needs, right? And 100% I agree with that. However, guys, like, I went through so much shit last year. I could not imagine. It was just literally one thing after the other. Like, my relationship ended. I thought I was going to marry this person. You know, my mum got cancer. My best friend's mum had cancer. She's like my second mum. It was one thing after the other. And if you look at my page, you would have never known. You would have
never known. I was going to say.
Yeah. You would have never known. And that's the thing. And yes, it's my responsibility to uplift all these wonderful women. But that's why I felt, you know, I needed to share that post because I had overcome that, right? I'm at a better stage in my life now mentally. I'm so much stronger. I'm so much more powerful within myself. And I was ready to share that caption and I was ready to show it. And the only reason I showed the crying was because you can't actually show someone the mental strength you've overcome. So I remember that night I was recording it because I sent it to my best friend and like I was trying to explain something to her. And I just like started recording myself and I was like looking at myself like, oh my God, you're in so much pain right now, but it's okay because you've been in pain before. You know what pain is and you know what overcoming pain is and you're going to get stronger from this. So whilst I couldn't show someone my mental strength I've overcome, I think that video showed people that it's okay not to be okay. Like you're going to have such crappy moments in your life that you're going to feel like you are not able to overcome this. Like you're going to literally feel like your world's going to crumble. And then
100%.
You know, and then over time, you're going to look back and you're going to realize why that happened. And you're going to realize how much stronger you are than you've ever been before. And I think we've all been through stages like that in our lives.
Yeah. And I don't think you realize until you look back what a bad place you was in. And you're like, oh my God, I've actually come so far. And my mental health has come so far.
100%. But if you could tell your like yourself one thing back in the day when you first started fitness or when you weren't in a good state of mind, what would you tell yourself?
Just believe in yourself. Like my worst trait, and I know I do it and it's something I still work on, is I put myself down so much, even without realizing. And I think my mind, I always used to tell myself, oh, you can't do that. I'd start a workout and I'd see, for example, a burpee. I'm like, oh, I can't do that, without even trying. And the thing is, I can do it, but I just tell myself I can't. And I don't know why. It's the most frustrating thing. And I think if I just had confidence in myself when I was younger to like believe in myself and just keep going, I probably wouldn't have had that bad time last year because I would have been in such a better place.
Yeah. Do you know why I think you do that? I think I do that too, you know. I always say, oh, well, whatever I knew wasn't going to work. Because you're almost setting yourself a safety net that if it doesn't work, you would have turned around and been like, well, I knew it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like when let's take a scenario. Someone is trying to go on a weight loss journey and they turn around and before they start day one, they go, well, I know this isn't going to work. It never works, right? You've already planted that seed. It's like going into a relationship and going, well, I know he's going to cheat. They always cheat.
Yeah.
You doing that is so unfair on the opposite person. One, you don't know whether they're going to do that or not. You can't live in anxiety. That means you're already predicting something that's not even probably going to happen. And you're already setting yourself up for something to fail. So when it does fail, you give yourself that reassurance and you go, well, let's see, I knew that would happen.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, that's why I only think planting a seed, just don't plant that seed, you know?
I don't think you realize how damaging those words are that you say to yourself. You don't realize how much they affect you because obviously, even if you don't sit there and say, oh, I can't do that, where you've told yourself that so many times, you've trained your mind to think you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And
honestly, like your mindset is such a big thing, especially when it comes to exercise. I feel like they go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. It's like me when I was first trying to do pull-ups. I was like, oh, I can't do one anyway. And then I did one. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's bad.
I can do one.
Yeah, exactly. But honestly, thank you so much for sharing your journey and just giving us such helpful tips and being so open and vocal and honest with your journey. Because I know it's not easy to admit half of the things that you've just been so open and transparent about.
But I hope you know that it's going to help so many people, honestly.
Honestly, thank you for motivating me. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for you.
What? Stop that.
Seriously. No, honestly. Or you planted the seeds and I just watered them.
Oh, I like that analogy. I've never heard of that analogy before.
That was quite quick thinking for me.
That's really nice. But no, I hope anything I've done has helped you. But, you know, I can only do so much. It's you every day working on you, you know. So that's your credit. And I think that you should really pat yourself in the back, because what you've overcome, that mental strength that you've built, is something that no one can take away from you. You know, that's something that no one can ever come and grab away. That's something you've built and something you've strengthened in. So honestly, it's such an inspiration to speak to you. And everyone listening at home, please go and follow this girl. She is such a lovely, lovely person. You can hear it. You can hear she's genuine. You can hear it's not like freaking show that you're trying to put on. It's so genuine. You're so real to speak to. So thank you so much for being
here. Oh, that's so nice to hear.
Yeah, you are. You 100% are. Like, you're so genuine. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
All right, everybody. We love you always and forever, and we'll catch you on our next podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.